Good afternoon, Nerd Clan. Welcome back to Blake's Book Club. Today we're talking Chapter 19 of Voyager to Lay a Ghost. Oh, this is a chapter. This is a big chapter, man. Big, big chapter. I'm not talking just in terms of the size. I mean, just the events of this chapter is a big deal. A big deal because we are, you know, I would probably say just short of a third of the way through the book. And this is, I think, Claire's way of letting go of her past, letting go of her life in the future, and finding a way to find her future in the past, which sounds stupid, but it is what it is. And you know, I don't think it's coincidence that it starts with her wondering if she can let go of the conveniences of her time in the 60s and all the modern amenities that you know, she benefits from. And of course, she does have a realization that, sure, yeah, I could do that. I mean, I did with Uncle Lam growing up. Why not? But I also say to that, yes, but no. Yes, but no. Because, yes, you did grow up with Uncle Lam, and yes, you were going up and doing all the things that you were doing, and it was a hard life, but you still had modern conveniences. You were still in that time. You still had the benefit of the things that surrounded you. When you go back, and it's not to say that Claire isn't prepared for it. She certainly is. She certainly understands where she's going back to because she lived it for, you know, 3 years or however much long it was. I think it was 3 years. So she knows what she's getting herself into. I don't think that she's deluding herself. I don't think that, but using the reason that she grew up with Uncle Lam as the the confirmation that she can go back and live in the 1700s, I think is lazy at best, or hopeful at best on Claire's part. And I'm not, by the way, I'm not saying Diana. I don't think Diana made the wrong choice in writing that. Only because we're looking at this from Claire's perspective. So would the more logical choice have been, well, I lived it before for 3 years. Why can't I go back and do it again? Yeah, that probably would have been the more logical choice. But you're looking at it from Claire's point of view, right? So Claire, maybe thinking back to that time, but she's really finding herself in the 60s thinking about her life in the future. And is that translatable to back to her life in the 1700s? I mean, yeah, I think so. I think that's the right choice for that character. I think it's smart, actually smart writing on Diana's behalf to have Claire fall back on that experience with Uncle Lam. I love the scene as she moves around the house. She's seeing Brianna has left the house. She's gone to school and her bedroom is empty. But, you know, everything is just placed perfectly, right? Everything has its own little home. Claire recognizes that, you know, Frank was that way, which again, is something that I really relate to because that is very much me. I, like Frank, love to collect things. I like to collect things that mean stuff to me. And not like little tchotchkes and I go on a vacation and I pick up a random little stone statuette or whatever, but just like stuff that matters to me. Like I still have you know, Star Wars figurines in my studio. I still have, you know, a Batman figurine. I still, I like having all my little Funkos. I like having books. I like having, movies and posters, and they all have their home. They all have their place in my home. It's not as bad as it used to be, because, you know, luckily, sorry, I'm getting a phone call at my office. Okay, never mind. I took the phone call. It was not really important. Anyway, where was I? What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Luckily, I've gotten better with all my little stuff that I love and all the, and the place that I have the homes for, and because, you know, I met my wife and she's amazing, and it's not as bad as it used to be. But I still do keep a lot of really important things to me, and they all have their little homes, and I don't like when they're touched. And, you know, like, my kids know to not go in the studio and touch dad's stuff. Like, they just know. Even, like, I have, like, a little toy bust of Iron Man that my son got for me. Like, I think it was his first present he ever got for me. Like, as a kid, you know, he went to the dollar store, and, like, he knows that I like Marvel. And I think he was, like, I don't know, maybe four. And he was with his mom, and he said, yeah, I want to get this for Dad. He bought it for me and you know, Mary, and he wrapped it up, and they gave it to me for Christmas. But, like, I love that little gift. I just love it. It's so cool. It's this little bust. It's probably, like, you know, maybe 3 or 4 inches tall, and it's this little bust of Iron Man from the Avengers. And even though he bought it for me, he knows, don't touch it, because that's Dad's. So I really feel a lot of connection to Frank in so many different ways. And this chapter for me is bothersome, and not because of the writing or whatever, just because of my conflict over Frank and the way that he acted and is acting, in, at least, well, I'm sorry, this chapter is written in the past tense, so the way that he acted towards Claire, especially as it related to Brianna and not wanting her to be around a black man, and, like, just being, like, a straight-up racist. Man, that's rough for me. And I understand that, you know, I'm probably putting a 21st century value on a 20th century man. Especially one that grew up in a much different environment than I did, and as well as time that I did. So it's unfair to put that on him. But that doesn't mean I don't have conflict about it, because there is so much about Frank that I love, and there is, like, there is no denying that Frank doesn't love Bree. Like, there's no, you, and, like, loves her to the nth degree. Like, I don't know if there's any bound to his love for Bree. And I find that so admirable, because that is, you know, I remember saying on the podcast, there's a difference between being daddy and being a father, right? Jamie may be the father, but Frank, even in the book, is daddy. You know, it's so hard, because Frank has done, at least in the books up to this point, in my eyes, nothing wrong. I don't see it. And there is a lot of wrong here, whether or not, like, what if he's taking Brianna to go to England, and, like, there's no conversation about it. Like, that's just, you know, it's not a request. Bree is his daughter, and he is telling her that she is going to where he wants to go. And it doesn't matter that she has time left at school. It doesn't matter anything, that she is going to England with him. And then, like, he accuses Claire of having an affair with Joe, and it is unclear if Frank has an affair with other women in the book. I think it's alluded to, but again,
Here's the thing. This is all Claire's perspective. And at this moment in time that Claire's remembering back to, she's remembering anger, right? She's remembering frustration. She's remembering a real hard emotional, like, time. I can say that I've never had a knockdown, drag out fight like this with my wife, and it's never been something I've never demanded that I take my child, but I do remember there being conversations that I had with Mary where it was not pretty, and I look back on them and I remember the anger and I remember the frustration and the disappointment. And I bring all this up because Claire's, moving around her house and, what is current time, remembering back to this, unfortunate argument with Frank and, what eventually that it leads to.
Heute ist alles anders. Nachdem wir gestern erfahren haben, dass Außerirdische schon lange versuchen, uns zu kontaktieren. Die Reaktionen sind positiv. Abgesehen von ein paar Milliardären, die als erstes im All wohnen wollten. Im Mittelpunkt der Geschehnisse eine Squarespace-Website, mit der die Außerirdischen ihre Anwesenheit ankündigten. Jetzt wissen wir, dass im All das Gleiche gilt wie auf der Erde. Eine Website macht es möglich. Squarespace. Nutze den Angebotscode UFO und sichere dir 10% Rabatt auf dein neues Website-Abo.